This is Visa Kamerli of the 1st of September 2026. Essence, sweet children, charity begins at home. Give this knowledge to members of your family. Benefit your equals. Question, by following which Srimat can you children make your stage constant and stable? Answer, the Father's Srimat to make your stage constant and stable is, children, wake up early in the morning every day and remember the Father with a lot of love. Consider yourself to be souls and listen to whatever Baba tells you. If you don't have remembrance, you will have useless and wasteful thoughts. This is why Baba's advice is, children, wake up early every morning and promise yourselves that while walking, moving around, preparing and eating food, you will remember the one Baba alone. Om Shanti. You sweetest children understand that the spiritual Father is the Father of all spirits and that He is the highest on high. It is to Him that people say salutations to Shiva. They even call Him Father. That Father is the Creator of heaven. He is also called the Purifier and the Ocean of Knowledge. You understand that you are now sitting with Him. You children have to explain this. At one of the Gita Paschales, they have a picture of a 6-foot-tall Sri Krishna. In fact, Sri Krishna is shown as a small child, and yet they say that he was the God of the Gita. So when did he relate the Gita? In his childhood or when he was 6 feet tall? Radhe and Sri Krishna were a pair. What was Radhe to Krishna? They call Radhe goddess and Sri Krishna god. What was the relationship between them? No one knows this. If Sri Krishna gave the message of the Gita, when did he do it? When you ask such questions, people will understand that no one, apart from the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, can ask them. All the great kings, etc., definitely bow down to the sannyasis when they see them. None of them has the courage to ask these questions. You have courage. They would say that the Brahma Kumars have so much knowledge that they can give the knowledge of the Creator and creation, that they relate His biography. You can ask them, when did He come? Since they celebrate the birthday of Shiva and worship Him, He must have come. This is why the birthday of Shiva is celebrated. Shiva Baba is incorporeal. He doesn't have a body of His own. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, and so He must definitely have entered a body. How can the incorporeal one have a birthday? Souls are immortal. A birthday is celebrated when there is birth and death. But there can be no birthday of a soul because souls are imperishable. You cannot say that it is the birthday of a soul. Shiva is incorporeal, and people keep an oval image to represent Him. You children should have these thoughts. When you go home from here and engage yourselves in your work or business, all of these things are removed from your intellects. You don't churn these things. Many are trapped in the chains of their gurus, don't even ask. Poor, helpless mothers are very innocent. You can ask them, people celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but who is he? When did he come and what did he do? Jayanti means a birth. They celebrate the birth of incorporeal Shiva. He is incorporeal, and so how could his birth be celebrated? Whom did he enter? A soul enters a body, and that is said to be a birth. A soul is a soul. When a soul enters a body, it is said that that soul has adopted a body in order to play a part. That one is incorporeal, and so how did he take birth? Whom did he enter? He is called the Supreme Soul. No one knows this. Although they have studied many scriptures, etc., they don't know anything. You are now becoming full of all this knowledge. You must now only relate this knowledge. Some come for 2 to 3 years and are then influenced by ignorance. Baba now removes ignorance and inspires you to imbibe this knowledge. You children are now being given knowledge. However, if the husband is on the path of this knowledge and the wife is on the path of ignorance, that is like being a swan and a stork. This is why the wife has to be given this knowledge first. A wife believes her husband to be her husband and her guru, and so the wife has to obey her guru's directions. This applies here in this world. There is no question of obeying or not obeying directions, because everyone interacts with love. There is nothing like that there. This is why it is said, charity begins at home. When a wife is on the path of this knowledge and her husband isn't, what can she do? She has to buzz this knowledge. You children also have to buzz this knowledge. You have to benefit your equals. You must tell them to remember the Father. The war is just ahead of you and Baba has come. People call out, O purifier, come. The impure world has to be destroyed. Therefore, why do you become impure again? If a woman is in this knowledge, it is her duty to benefit her equals. You are now claiming your whole kingdom from the Father for 21 births. No one will be able to touch you. You are becoming the masters of the whole world. Look how much difference there is. You should have so much remembrance of the one who gives you such an inheritance. Here, there are many who don't remember Shiv Baba at all throughout the whole day. They are constantly caught up in the mundane problems of their homes and businesses. In fact, they should wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with a lot of love. Baba, I promise you that I will definitely claim my inheritance from you. Baba, you are so sweet. By remembering you, our sins will be absolved. Talk to yourself internally. This is called churning the ocean of this knowledge. Baba, I will definitely claim my full inheritance from you. We now definitely have to become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Only then will we claim the Golden Age's kingdom. Baba, I will constantly remember you. We have committed so many sins in 63 births. There is such a burden on our heads. This is why, Baba, we remember you a great deal. Baba, when we cook food or go for a walk, we will surely stay in remembrance of you. If you make a promise while talking to Baba in this way, your sins will continue to be absolved. Baba, I will prepare food in remembrance of you. I definitely have to become Sato Pradhan. If I leave my body tomorrow, who knows, I may not be able to become Sato Pradhan. There is the fear of death. Baba, I will definitely claim my inheritance from you while alive. You should then check for how long you remembered Baba throughout the whole day. Under all circumstances, you must definitely stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You also have to live in your households and interact with everyone with tact. Busy yourselves in making intense effort in this way, and you will be able to stay in remembrance and also increase your lifespans. Your lifespans will increase in the future. If you don't stay in remembrance, your status will be lower. You have to make effort and claim your inheritance from the Father, and also become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Many nuns go around converting Hindus into Christians. They go to people's shops and their homes and ask all of them to take a Bible, telling them that there is a lot of happiness in their Christianity. They have a mission, and the Buddhists too have a mission. Hindus don't understand what those people are doing. They are converting those who belong to our Hindu religion into Christians. You explain so much at our exhibitions. Although some even give you their opinions in writing, as soon as they go back home, everything is finished. For this, it is remembered that when jewels were placed in front of monkeys, they threw them away, thinking that they were stones. Here too, they consider the imperishable jewels of this knowledge to be stones and throw them away. They don't understand anything. Yes, it will only touch those who belong to this religion. It is very easy. The Father is the creator of heaven. Only once does he come in Bharat. The Father says, "You have been calling out to me, the purifier Father, to come. I have now come to make you into the masters of heaven." You even say that you will definitely make this corrupt world into an elevated world. All of you are now residents of hell. You are all following Shiv Baba's Srimat. God Shiva speaks, "I make you into the masters of heaven, into kings of kings." This is written very clearly in the Gita. He says, "I even uplift the sages and holy men." You should tell them this. They call out, "The purifier is the Rama who belongs to Sita." They don't even understand the meaning of that. All are devotees, that is, Sitas. They call out, "O Rama, come and uplift us Sitas." They then chant the name of King Rama who belongs to the Raghav, the most elevated clan. In fact, it is not a matter of King Rama. The main mistake is that they have put Sri Krishna's name instead of Shiva's. You should ask them why they have portrayed Sri Rama and Sri Krishna as blue. They are beautiful in the golden and silver ages, and then they become ugly. First there is the golden age, then the silver age, then the copper age, and then the iron age. It is now the iron age. You received so much respect when it was the golden age. You should go and explain to them tactfully. They will not renounce their stubbornness that quickly. When a tree grows old, it reaches a stage of total decay. Even this world has a duration. There is the new world and the old world. Old means the Iron Age, the Tamopradan world. Not a single person in this world can be Satopradan. Everything is now Tamopradan and has to end. Who will establish the new world? That same Father. It isn't that annihilation takes place. When people become impure, they call out to the Father. They say, come and purify us. He would definitely come in the old world. Since he is called the purifier, he would definitely come at the end. He himself says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle to make the world pure. It is now the confluence age. The Father now takes everyone into salvation. Therefore, you should follow the Srimat of such a Father. You have to make your own stage solid. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls. These are the organs of the body. The Father says, O children, listen to what I tell you. Don't listen to anything that anyone else says about liberation or liberation in life. The Father has come from the supreme abode to make you pure. So why do you remember those old scriptures? People perform devotion in order to attain God. He is the Father, the bestower of salvation for all. No one apart from the Father can give you this knowledge. How did Lakshmi and Narayan receive their kingdom? People say that a soul is a point, that it is a wonderful sparkling star. The Father explains, you call me the Supreme Soul. Would you call your physical Father the Supreme Soul? God, the one who resides in the Supreme Abode, is called the Supreme Soul. He is your Father. He comes and enters this one. A guru sits next to his disciple. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. You now know that he is your Father. The Father also taught you yoga 5,000 years ago. He said, remember me and the land of Vishnu. Therefore, he would definitely tell you this at the confluence age. In the golden age, there was one religion. Therefore, there will definitely be one religion again. All of those religions will be destroyed. This is that same time. The Father says, remember me, and I will make you into the masters of the world. Only by having remembrance of the Father will you become Satobhradhan from Dhammobhradhan. The Father says, I remember the children who do service very well, because they are my helpers. I love those who benefit many others. You only love the one Father from whom you receive the inheritance. This is why you children have to make effort very well. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Many useless thoughts will also come. On the path of devotion, they even beat themselves in order to have a vision of Shiva. They make so much effort to have visions. Here you understand that your sins will be cut away by having remembrance of the Father, and that you will receive your inheritance for 21 births. Your sins are not cut away by having visions. Remember with a lot of love the Father who makes you into the masters of the world. What you are becoming is now in your intellects. This is what you will become in your next birth. This is the college for becoming princes and princesses of the golden age. Together with establishing a religion, the Father also establishes the deity kingdom. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhavdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Listen to and imbibe this knowledge of liberation and liberation in life that the Father tells you. Forget everything else. Benefit yourself and your Lokic family. 2. In order to finish all wasteful thoughts, wake up early in the morning and churn this knowledge. Remain engrossed in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Blessing. May you become a master son of this knowledge and burn all the germs of your old sanskars with powerful rays of this knowledge and yoga. In order to transform any impure atmosphere, and to burn the germs of old sanskars, constantly have this awareness. I am a master son of knowledge. The son's duty is to give light and to burn rubbish. So continue to carry out this task with the power of this knowledge and yoga and your elevated activities. If your power reduces, your knowledge will just give light, but the germs of old sanskars will not be destroyed. Therefore, first of all, become powerful with yoga tapasya. Slogan: elevated thoughts of good wishes and pure feelings will increase your account of accumulation. To increase. Avyak signal. Now reveal your form of a bestower. At present, you children have to reveal your merciful form and form of a bestower. Let all of your treasure stores remain constantly open. Always keep your original and eternal sanskars of a bestower emerged in your life. Become a messenger, carrying God's message, and spread the message of the Father's revelation throughout the world. Become an unlimited bestower, standing on the globe and spreading vibrations and doing this unlimited service. You will become a great bestower. Om Shanti.